Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Rachel. Good morning, all of you. Yes, praise God. Yes, thank you, worship team. Let's give the worship team a big hand clap. Yes, thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Today we are very few. This is the fewest we've been since the lockdown ended. Has the lockdown ended? It's ending in January. Or 31st December. Okay, 31st. But people are behaving like what? It has, yeah, anyway. So God is good. Hallelujah. God is what? God is good. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Yes, let's first read a scripture. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 says that, what does it say? It says that, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Alright? For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Now, what exactly does that mean? Especially the first phrase, that to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. What does that mean? I believe the best way to know what it means is by reading the scriptures before verse 21 and some scriptures after verse 21. All right? So we shall go to verse 20. Verse 20. Paul is in prison and he's talking about, prayers being made for him and stuff. But then he says, if you start with Christ, he says that whatever happens, he says that Christ will be magnified in my body. Christ will be what? Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. All right? Whether I'm alive or whether I am killed in prison, Christ will be what? Magnified. Then verse 21, it says that, for to me to live is Christ and to die is what? Is gain. All right? So we get an idea from verse 20 that for Christ, for you to say that to live is Christ, it means that Christ is magnified in your body, in your life. You understand? Okay? Verse 22 says, but if I live on in the flesh, if I'm not killed, okay, this will mean fruit from my labor. All right? So here we get another understanding of what Paul meant when he said that to live is Christ. It means fruit from his labor. Hallelujah. Fruit from his labor. Basically, working for Jesus. Glory be to God. All right? And then, it says that this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard-pressed between the two. Okay? Between the two. Having a desire to depart. Okay? That is to die. All right? And be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. Alright? Just right there, it gives us an understanding of again what to live, when Paul says that, for to me to live is Christ, okay? It means that being meeting people's needs. Glory be to God. Meeting people's needs. Eh? Okay? Different needs. Of course, Paul here meant ministering unto the people the word of the Lord, because that was his calling. Glory be to God. Okay? Then he says in verse 25, and being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress. Hallelujah. Amen? So we can see from verse 20, okay, up to verse 25, okay, it is we're talking about Paul was like, you know, was remaining alive, eh? Means being of use. Glory be to God. Being of what? Of use to who? To the church, to God's people, to his brethren, the Christians. Glory be to God. Of course, among other things, eh? All right? Living for Christ also, or when you say for to me to live is Christ, it means other things other than this, okay? It can mean where, like, for you, all that is about you, eh? It's Jesus. Glory be to God. You want to glorify him in everything you do. You don't embark on big time things unless the Lord says, okay, do it. Do you understand, eh? Okay, but in the context of this passage, okay, when you say that for you to live is Christ, it means being of service to the body of Christ. Glory be to God. All right? It means that Christ is magnified in your life. All right? It means that that you bear fruit for God, okay? By laboring for him. Glory be to God. It means being of use, meeting people's needs as far as God has gifted you. All right? It means continuing for the, doing stuff for the progress of others. Hallelujah. Amen? Say amen. Hallelujah. Yes. And that actually, that's what we want to talk about. Amen? For to live is Christ basically means living for Christ. It means what? Living for Christ. It is similar again to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, that what? He says that he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. All right? Now, in particular, God today wants to emphasize that we should live for him by being of service to one another. Of being, you know, we should live for him by being of use to the body of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen? For to me to live is Christ. Hallelujah. And to die is gain. Amen? By the way, do you believe, or would you really say about you that to die is gain? I won't look at any of you, because you might. Right? But would you, understand that to die is gain? You're like, I'm only remaining here so that I can help you, chaps. But I would have preferred to what? To go and be with Christ. Okay, for it is far better. Okay, but then he says that, no, I will hang around. Glory be to God. Amen? All right? These are levels in God that we should all attain to. We should all reach. Glory be to God. Amen? It's a journey, but yeah, it's achievable. Glory be to God. Amen. The reason why I decided to talk about this scripture, Philippians chapter 1 verse 21 in particular, is because 10 days ago, you remember, so 10 days ago takes us like to Wednesday. Huh? Yes, but which day? Okay. Are you sure it's last week? Because today another week has begun. So last week is yesterday. And so, yeah, around 10 days ago, in that word of the week, I requested that you pray for me so that we can be successful in what we're doing for God here. And yes, okay. And of course, I reminded us how we had what? Yes, I think it was in that word of the week also, how we had made progress. We had finished phase one and gotten to phase two. By the way, for those of you who have never listened to Kenneth Hagin, all right, what we achieved, okay, progressing from phase one to two. Can you imagine? I hadn't seen Joanne. I'm just seeing her now. Progressing from phase one to two. If you guys had ever listened to Kenneth Hagin, you would know that was remarkable. That was a big time achievement in heaven. Hallelujah. In fact, all right, Rachel should have taken us for a celebration. We first celebrate here, praise God, then after we go and what? You know, Jesus, many years ago, you remember he used to appear to Kenneth Hagin live. Okay? Get the book, I Believe in Visions. Eh? All right? Of course, I know that the free PDF on the Hunet, they removed the chapter. Okay? Because it is that chapter which Jesus was showing Hagin, like someone who had been a Christian and they were going to hell. And it was sealed. It cannot be changed. Okay? So now some fellows who believe that the blood of Jesus, whatever you do, nothing happens as long as you got saved in senior one. All right? It is covered. Calvary covered it all, you know. Eh? So that thing messed them up and they removed a chapter from someone's book. They left every other thing in there but removed that chapter. Because it messed up their stupid grace thing. Okay, which at one point I was also what? A part of. You know the story. I always say these things all the time. Amen. But anyway, yeah, so that book is filled with visitations of Jesus. Eh? Jesus visiting Kenneth Hagin and teaching him different things live. All right? So for people who used to argue with Hagin, he'll tell them, but Jesus, he appeared to me and he told me live. Okay? And even then, what he told me, he showed me the scriptures. They are here. So now it is up to you to add. And So in one of them, Jesus appeared to him and he told him something about finishing the first phase of his ministry. All right? Then years later, he appeared to him and said that now you have even finished the second phase. Okay? But when he talked about the first phase, he told him, okay, this is very, what we achieved is one is remarkable. Eh? Jesus told Kenneth Hagin that many ministers, many preachers live, okay, and of course they are preaching, okay, so he said that they live and die but never even enter the first phase of their ministry.
Who has ever read that? Okay? Yes. Stop reading. There's so many stupid books now, which are nothing. It is just nothing. Okay? Some of them are just filled with lies to keep you in sin so that you can end up in hell. But they are to make you feel good. Why? You know, Right? But read. Anyway, so many ministers, okay? So they are preaching. They are doing what? But Jesus said that even when they are preaching, they even actually haven't entered the first phase. All right? And they go on and preach for years and never even enter that first phase. Now, when you understand these things, number one, it is scary. It is what? Scary. You can be there, you're clocking 60, or whatever, and according to heaven, you have never even actually begun your work. Okay? So, it is possible that they were in all the preaching that they were doing in the earlier years of their lives was actually just training. But it wasn't actually beginning the work. You understand? Okay? Just like if you're doing industrial training, you're working, isn't it? And they give you some kadaim, at times, transient at least and lunch, isn't it? But you haven't actually started. But aren't you working? You're working. You're being trained. Internship, the same thing. Internship, you have actually graduated, in medicine. Okay? You graduate and you start internship. Okay? But you're not actually qualified yet to touch a patient on your own. Do you understand? Now, if you don't pass internship, it means you can rebound internship now as a doctor. You can rebound internship for 10 years. Nenga ori mudwaliro abasawo abaradde bakusanga yo mudwaliro. Okay? Patients find you in hospital with a white coat, with a stethoscope, with what? Like Dr. Kasenene, you understand? Okay? But when actually you have not begun your work as a doctor. Okay? LDC, the same thing. Okay? Some lawyers who can't go to court because they've never done what? So the thing like now, that is scary. Jesus told Hegel that many, he didn't say actually few, he told him many ministers live and die. So remember they are ministering, all right? They are preaching, and I guess they even have big time ministries. But they live and die without never even entering the first phase. Hallelujah. Now for us, we finish the first phase. It means we actually even entered the first phase. Do you understand? And we finished it. Glory to God. Now you should know how much that dream blessed me. Okay? Now that you know what I've told you about Kenneth Hagin, what Jesus told him. This thing wasn't just that now, Mumaze, what? Sunday, Ndala, Katimurinde, next Sunday. You understand? It was remarkable, you guys. Okay? It didn't have to be what for you, but for me, it blessed me so much. That's why at around that time, I asked you for that book or a message where Kenneth Hagin was talking about these things. Because I wanted to listen. Because it was a big time achievement. Meaning that some time ago, we actually entered the first phase. That could have been maybe when LAT began. Because prior to that, like I was preaching with Elvis, when I was working as a doctor, I also used to yap, Jesus, what the grace of God, prophet, yes. And some people would really look at me and see some guy who's misplaced. Some guy who is not supposed to be in a clinic. Hallelujah. All right. But you see, okay, we actually enter the first phase, and more than that, we even actually finished, completed. Hallelujah. Amen. Interestingly, prior to that, there had been like weeks before that, you know, I'll be driving in my car, and I'm like, but God, give me an update. How am I doing? How am I what? You know, you can be doing things. Nenga is called what? Fire, you know. What language is that, by the way? Fire, is it fire? Ifwa, you know. As in potea, you know, but. But meanwhile, your beings were celebrated by. I was going to say a word, and Abigail would have told me I've said a bad word. Anyway, you're being celebrated by people who don't know what God actually is saying about you. Hallelujah. Amen? This thing, when you get to know them, they are scary, I'm telling you. They are very what? How you can be there working, but when heaven is late, nothing is being done. Nothing is being what? And now, people like you should be careful. You understand? All of us, anyone, especially preachers, worship leaders and what, you should be very careful. Or you should actually tell God, Mukama Mbulila, you know, where am I at? That's Americans. Okay? British say, where am I? You know. But Americans say, where am I at? Glory be to God. Okay? And the earlier you learn them, the better, so that you somehow don't just jump on bandwagon. You don't just try and do, or the opposite, you know, let me also do this. The other ones do it like this, and it's working. Let me, you understand? You might be on your own things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can be, you know, in the right place, in the wrong place, doing the right thing. And heaven again is like, it didn't count. Because if I was supposed to bless Teddy here, okay? And then I'm preaching in Mubende, you understand? That's where I preach. But God is like, no, you're supposed to be in Tinder ministering to some chaps who stay in Nadia. Nayenze ngenze nti, you understand, Mubende. Potea man. So what you see now in Mubende, what? Okay? Guys celebrate you to know, Pastor Musumba Wafe, what? And even he's like, or your guy, he has never even entered the first phase of his ministry. Okay? Elvis, years ago, had a friend, okay? When he was still on track. He had a friend, he was a preacher, and this guy, he was also my friend, and this guy, his ministry was supposed to be upcountry. It was supposed to be where? Upcountry. Okay? But for him, he wanted Kampala. And you see, you begin to work in what? In club? Kampala. And things happen. You understand? Grows what? But when heaven is saying, and at times, actually, God can be like, okay, the so-called permissive will. Permissive, it just permits. But when that wasn't really his number one intent for your life. Hallelujah. And sometimes you can see some of those things, the way ministries are running in Kampala in a very village kind of what? Of manner. All right. Just shows you that someone was actually supposed to be in the what? village. So the anointing upon him is for village what? Folks. You're laughing, but these things are true. These things are what? Sometimes the way Ugandans, we do things. I'm telling you, since the white man left, we have messed up this country. You know, sometimes I'm like, did the whites go so soon? We messed up Kololo. Guys left us Kololo. Nakasero. Okay? How many years ago? To this day, we haven't done the equivalent of those places anywhere in the country. On the contrary, we have messed up the places they left us. So sometimes I'm like, did the white man go soon? I'm telling you, if the white man had been around, this Kira, guys had a plan for Kira, man. You understand? Okay? But also, it could be because we are working with things for which we are not anointed for. All right? Okay? The white man, it was his thinking. Now for us, we just entered into his thinking and we don't have the thinking. Do you understand? Yes, I know you guys. You know, you've been whatever at Biwa. Black Lives Matter, so it is a generation of the black people. But I think there's something wrong with what? I think in the black DNA, there's something wrong. I mean, you can feel bad, but think about it. How we can't, very few people can do something excellent. You give someone your compound, as in, a guy is working with whites, but on their own, they can't do an excellent, you understand? Look how we build houses. There is always something outrightly weird, eh? And the guy cannot, for him, he didn't see any problem. Can you, Bino, now look, whatever. Bino be wire, you know, now for, people don't see anything. There's nothing wrong, nothing, nothing, nothing. There's nothing wrong. I'm saying, there's a problem, guys, you understand? Eh? Hallelujah. Okay? So, yes, I was telling you what got me to Philippians 1, 21. Eh? For me, eh? For to me to live is Christ and to die is what? It's gain. So, yeah, so 10 days ago, I wrote that word of the week and, you know, asking for prayer. And I think in that word of the week, I reminded you how we had progressed from phase 1 to phase 2. And so, yeah, I think it was that night, okay, or the morning, the morning that gets you into Thursday, all right? I had a dream, and in this dream, there is some guy, I remember him in Smart, he was a big-time sinner, all right? We're all sinners, but guy was a big. Bridget is laughing. Was a big time sinner. All right. So he was trying to grab me. All right. And of course, that meant that he was trying to get me into his what? His big time sinning. But then I fled. All right. As in, you know, you fly. You know, eh? Then he tried to get, you know. All right, then I fled. Shoo! I took off. So I ended up in a place, in some house, and I found a father with like an 8-year-old child. All right, a father, okay, with an 8-year-old, a young boy. All right. So the father said that, yeah, this boy, okay? And the boy was eating some food. So the father told me that this boy, you know, basically, he's a good boy, okay? He's a good boy. And he asked what? He asked you for prayer, okay? Recently, he asked that you pray for him. And then he say that, and his life, okay, it is all about Philippians 1, 21. Okay, for him to live is Christ. Okay?
Then I liked the boy, okay? And I asked him that, what class are you, okay? Then he told me that, I was promoted, okay, from P1 to P2. And I knew that it was, again, those COVID things when kids are promoted when they're at home and they have never stepped in, in a classroom. You know what I mean, Okay? Yes, and the dream ended. The dream did what? Ended. Hallelujah. So Esther, what do you think the dream meant? Or is there anyone who wants to give an opinion? Okay. Lydia. I didn't tell you to look at Joan. Okay. Bruce is the one who interprets the wife's dreams. Bruce, what do you think it means? Just say anything. Okay. You're still thinking. Okay. You should be like white kids, man. I studied in the States. Those guys. First of all, it borders on disrespect for their teachers. You are there. I remember, okay, Grant. Remember Grant? A professor. Now, I meet him in the States and we're having a meeting, we're discussing a research paper with American students, whites, and man, these whites were assuring, they go, no, don't you know? And you could see the professors were glad. They were like, they were engaging the kids in an argument, in a discussion. You know, they were like, yes. And I realized that's how they're trained to think, to give their opinions, to, I heard that Jews are worse. Jews are worse, okay, and Jews say it, okay, like here in a, synagogue, you're preaching here, the phase one Jew will raise up his hand, say, now, that's how they operate, in synagogues, then in their parliament, the Knesset, it's worse, they are Jew, but when they agree that let us do this, they all unite. Jews become one. But that doesn't mean that they were one prior to what they have agreed upon. But that's something else. Yes, sweet, yes. You want to say something? No. So what did she say? What was she saying?
The boy was you.
That's what she said.
Yes, and you had graduated from grade one, phase one to phase two. And the father was there, yeah. The father is Father God. In heaven.
So, who said that? You don't told mommy that. Now, this is brilliant, man. You adults fail to see. And I had even given you the background. I'd given you the answer. Okay? You remember Open Book in the States? Does it exist in Uganda? Okay, in medical school, man, it wasn't there. I first met it in the States. Open book. Do an exam, but you can open the book one. But man, if you don't know where that answer is, open book won't help you. Do you understand? Yes, so you guys, I told you, Okay? Joan, why are you going to say the same thing? You're going to say, me too. Okay? But you didn't. You put up your hand, but you didn't. Okay? Yeah, so let me give my sweetheart. And I owe you a 20. Remember? I was supposed to give you 20,000. Tomanya. Glory be to God. It's good to have some dime on you. Amen? You can be a blessing to your kids. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So anyway, so God, I knew, when I woke up, I knew he was what? commending me. You understand? But interestingly, the day before, there's something I wanted to do. And I wasn't sure whether I was going to do a good thing. Because there was something bugging me. And I was like, God, this is what I'm going to do. But I don't know whether you think, man, this is very bad. The thing that I was going to do. Okay? The thing I wasn't going to do it to an animal. I was going to do it to a person. You understand? I was going to do it to a person. I'm like, God, what should I do? This person, I'm going to do this. Nay, God, I don't know. You know, and I'm not sure if this thing can get me into hell. All right? And in the night, I get that dream. Now, that dream doesn't necessarily mean that what I was going to do was okay with God. But it could also mean that. But it could be that God was talking about something else altogether. Do you understand? All right? But I was like, but God, you can't give me a dream like that when I'm debating on something major to do. Kachuba or confusing omwana, you understand? So I went ahead and I did the other thing. I was like, God, if it's wrong, you're the one who has confused me. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes. So anyway, God wants us, our lives to be lived for him. Glory be to God. But I was happy for a week. I felt so nice. Eh? Okay. So last Sunday, as I sat there, I was just feeling sweet with myself, you know. Eh? When heaven is like, man, that chap. Eh? Okay. For him to live is Christ. Hallelujah. My wife doesn't think so, eh? But heaven thinks so. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Rachel doesn't think so, but amen. That was sweet. Amen. Hallelujah. Now God wants our lives to be lived for him. Especially, as we saw 2 Corinthians 5:15, okay, he died for us in the person of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. And specifically in the context of what we've read concerning Paul when he made that statement, God wants us to live for him. Today, he's emphasizing that. He wants us to live for him by serving one another. Glory be to God. And I realize that that is exactly what Ujoan shared in the prayer direction on Thursday. By that time, I'd actually gotten a sermon by Thursday. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, this seems very insignificant, basic, or even, can you imagine you preach a sermon and you're telling guys someone, but these are the most important things to God. The most important things to God are not you understanding a mystery, it's just being a blessing to one another. Glory be to God. Being a blessing in your local church. Amen? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 that as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards or the manifold grace of God. Okay, what gift do you have? All right? Amen? Last week, on a certain day, I was listening to a certain funeral service of a doctor who died. She was called Carol Onyango Makumbi. Very wonderful lady. Eh? She was 2 years ahead of me in medical school. And someone on Sunday just told me that, man, so and so. I was like, what? So I had to alarm what? Bridget, and I was like, why didn't you tell me that Carol passed on? All right? By the way, the dream that was shared at the funeral service, okay, when the husband was told to go and see the wife before she passes on and stuff, it was from Gerard's mom. All right? So when I go to know, and I was listening to the eulogies, a good thing that they, and, you know, but the Carol was a wonderful person. All right? But I was, you know, there's something wrong with me. No, but there's something right with me. As I was listening to her, the great thing they were saying about Carol, and I knew her. I interacted with her a couple of times many years ago, and for brief periods of time. Okay? And I could, everything they were saying, I was like, that was true. Okay? Carol was a wonderful person. All right? And so when they were saying all those great things about her, I was like, now for me, I don't know if I'm like, <"What?" laughs> but I'm like, I don't care, all right? I'm alone in the room, listening to this stuff and asking myself what question, and I'm like, but I don't care. But I realize that very few, people, but it's possible that I'm not going to die, because according to her, Jesus is coming back soon. But I was like, the way, I had a chaps, I'm like, I don't know, people like, if I died my, on my funeral call, I think people who will be there to say something, will have to sober back at Njogerecho, maybe they'll just say, when that guy was young, he was handsome. And they will say like, praise the Lord. Then they hand over the mic to him. Welcome back, guy, baby. But I was like, I don't care, all right? Because, first of all, a few days ago, God told me in a dream that for me to live is Christ. But some of the things that people don't like about you is because of your stance for the Lord. Hallelujah. You understand? So this thing of what? No, that whole thing of I'm living so that when I die, I might leave a legacy. That is stupid. Well, I don't know if it's stupidity, but to me, it is social. You're living to leave a legacy. Can you imagine? Now, you can't even see how, what's wrong with that. But to me, there's something wrong with that. You're living to leave a legacy. So you're living to live for people to talk about you. That's why you're living. Now, if that is the case, you're going to start to be a man pleaser. You understand? Yeah? You're going to start to steal money, and you make sure people don't get to know so that you can do things. So, man, when you die, guys, say that girl was an entrepreneur, you understand? African entrepreneur. But they don't know, man, you a thug. You see that dime. You understand? You should live for Christ. Glory be to God. You understand? And when you live for Christ, you will always be remembered by he who matters most. Do you understand? If they don't bury you, who cares? You have died. You are not in the body. Do you understand? Women don't understand these things. Okay? Women, nice relational beings. You understand? But for me now, if I die and my body what? Mulugudo for 1 week, in the road for 1 week, I'm not buried. Who? I don't care. I'm in heaven. I'm where? In fact, Revelation chapter 11, it talks about two witnesses, messengers of God, who will come and preach the gospel and mess up chaps, conviction you, and then they will, after 3.5 days, it says, they will kill them. And when they die, the Bible says that the whole world will see their bodies on the streets. Jerusalem, and people will send each other gifts, celebrating their death. You've read that scripture. All right? Celebrating the death of what? Righteous chaps. And those righteous chaps, two witnesses, won't be, but their bodies will be on the streets. You understand? But you think they'll be caring? Kids will be in heaven. And they were, so this thing of, that's stupid. All right? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, Paul said that for me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. I'll be with the Lord. I don't care whether my body will be on the streets and dogs. You understand? Eh? Okay? And when I come back with him at the rapture, okay, he will give me another body, a glorified body. Glory be to God. Amen? And so Carol was a nice person, and it seems like she had used her gifts, okay, to be a blessing, okay, to the brethren. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. Don't be in a church and there's nothing you do in your church. Okay? The Baganda, they call it okulelengalo. All right? In English, it's what? Anyway, just okulelengalo. Yeah? That's evil. That's not right. Okay, get something. God has given you a gift and he wants you to minister it to what? Okay? To minister to other people. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 4 to 8 says that for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body, okay, in Christ, and individually members of one another. Then he says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Okay? Use your gift. Okay? One of Carol's gifts, I think, was smiling and laughing and what? Alright? But that one who comes at, it just can't, but there's some other thing where you have to act, you have to intentionally put them to use. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Really, I'm speaking, this sermon is not for what? For people who are, you know, it is for, this sermon is for LAT, eh? Hallelujah. You have gifts, okay? Use them, okay? If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith, or ministry, okay? Ministry means serving, eh? Okay? Whatever. Let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches, eh? There's some people who are good at teaching. Okay, teach. Okay? He who exhorts, eh? Exhortation, I think here is really about encouraging. There are chaps who are very good at encouraging. Hallelujah. I had a friend when I just got born again at university. Right now, he's a preacher, eh? But I don't want to get close to him, eh? Because what? Some of the dreams some people have had about him, man. Anyway, man, became shady, man, what? Eh? But that guy, that guy was gifted. Man, he could make you think that you're the best thing that has ever happened. He just says, just a statement, and you really feel, that's bad. Okay, it's called Henry. Eh? I won't tell you his other name. Eh? Man, that guy. Eh? I remember on campus, he used to be in those things of praying and, you know, going then. In fact, immediately after med school, or rather, not med school, he was doing another course. Immediately after he finished, for him, those things of jobs, what he entered full time, what he was in Kenya, Zambia, like a young guy, man. Okay, But also when we were on campus with him, everyone wanted to be with Henry. Henry, everyone wants to. Hey, that guy was, man. Henry was great. And I think he's still great because some of those who gifts, God never takes them away. They're there even when you're thug. And so you can use them to con fellows. Okay? Henry, so one time he goes to Botswana. I think at that time we were in fifth year, remember? For him, he had finished. Okay? Comes back, eh? Wow, we're excited, man. Rumors start to spread. Henry's back. Henry, you know. Okay? Then, man, he comes, He's like, hey, doctors, You doctors, Get to us. You doctors.
I'm going to take you to Botswana, and I want you to preach with your white coats. You know, the guy says it, and you will see the thing is happening. And he just was saying it in passing, but it comes with that man. Okay? He would preach a message, I'm telling you, and there's a way. If you're not saved, you want to get saved. And so the people like that, now they might not do it Henry way, but just, you know, the people who they just send you a text, they just say this, and they throw, you know, okay. Now I don't think I'm that one. Okay. One of the good things, okay, people said about me in the past, long time ago, was that I had the ability to blow like for a preacher, You know, I had the ability to blow for, and everyone now wants to get the preacher to, you know, those days, and I think I had it. I would sit with guys and tell them about, let's say, Joseph Prince, and the man, by the time we're done, tell people about, now, even, not just a preacher, but something. Now, I remember one day, I visited in Fort Portal. Then I came across a group of guys who were saved. Then I told them about praying in tongues. It was like they had never heard this thing called what? So I had that gift then, you know. But the point is, encouraging. Okay, use your encouraging thing. Don't use data. Don't waste your data on stupidity, things which, you understand. Okay, watch a match, you know, but don't use all the data for watching a match. You understand? Use some of it to minister to your brethren. Are you listening to me? Okay. Esther is good with kids, man. Okay. For her to get her into the worship team, she was crying, man. She was saying, now the children. Okay. All right. By the way, people don't have one gift. People have multiple gifts, and as you know, okay. And you can see her sometimes after the service. There are some people here, after the service, you never see them with kids. Never. Not in a bad way, you understand. It is not their gifting. But you never see what, you know what, you know, zero. They are with adults only. Of course, I'm joking. Okay, but Esther, sometimes you see her, you know, okay? Then there are those who, the moment the service, what? Anyway, but that's what? This is something else. But, okay? He who what? Exhorts, exhortation, okay? Then he who gives. Some people, now, we are all supposed to give. We are all supposed to be givers. But there are people where it is a gift. Hallelujah. And the worst thing you can do to them is tying their hands. And they're not able to give. That's how they delight joy. All right? Now, such people, okay, they should use that gift. And they should use it without what? They should use it with generosity. Okay? If they are to give 10,000, they shouldn't give 7. You understand? There are people who have that gift. All right? Okay? And usually, when people find out that those guys are there, they manipulation now. People start to play them. Okay? Hopefully, they have the discernment to know that, you know, who to give and not to give. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen? He who shows mercy. There are people, Bobori Nechizibu, if you have a problem and what? Okay? Kara has died. And say, man, my sister Kara has died. Man, such chaps, they will show up at your home. They will show up at church.
And to them, so you wonder where they get all that time and the transit, the fuel, the border money. But to them, they are in their element. Their thing is showing mercy. Yeah? Okay, comforting people. You understand? They will keep in touch. There's some people, when you lose someone, they will be there for 2 minutes with you. And after the burial, she went, as in, you're fire far, Kati. As in, pork. Let's go for pork. Which is good also. Anyway, but I know what Joanne is talking about. But I'll tell you, and I hope I'm right. Yeah? I hope that's why. So we went for a burial one time, and I was with the husband, Sam. Okay? So what? Bury now, as we are what? Bury? You know those things. There was some guys who had started burning, sending a sweet smelling aroma. And for me, by the way, I don't know either it's poor upbringing or any. For me, there's something that I don't care. These things of acting like deplore, you know, though. For me, I find so hard to do those things. Okay? So anyway, as we walk out from what? I tell Sam to gule what? First of all, we're not going to sit there and eat. You know, we're going to eat in our car. So what? To gule what? You know, I think I'm the one even who paid what? We stood there, say what? I don't know if my wife has ever heard of that story. There's some things I do, or there's some places I sit. And I'm like, man, if someone who knows my wife finds me here, they will tell Jira, your husband. But for me, I'm like, but what's wrong with this? What's wrong with sitting here? Do you understand? What's wrong with sitting here? You know, what's wrong with eating in some? What's wrong? Do you understand? Okay. Yeah, so, you know, okay, what's wrong with saying hi to some guy who doesn't, you are in P7, social, economically, and someone is what, Hunasare, like I greet those guys in what, there's a guy who had me, some guy from Huntare, and the guy said, man, if you ever campaigned in this place for MP, man, you would get, could have seen you, you greet everyone, but guy, and this guy acts like a snob, He's a what? Guy is man. If he realizes, I could be man, trash, you know, So then guy said, man, if you ever campaign for MP, and then for me, I was like, but this is the right thing to do, greeting people. Hallelujah. Nantaba say amen. All right? And so, gifts, please, use your gifts. Amen? Okay, singing. There are people who have, singing. They are using it for God. Hallelujah. Okay? Judith, what is your gift? Okay? Hallelujah. Eden, what's your gift? Dream interpretation? What? Okay? Alan, you have a gift. Use it. But Alan is very generous. Okay? From the time we became friends with Alan, many years ago, man. Mbela njiao nga ka text kaja. Sam ka die, man. I'm like, okay? When we are staying, when we are still here, okay? Alan would sometimes appear in the night with roasted pork. And my kids and my wife, I think my wife especially, man. That is sometimes after you finish supper. Pork ne ingira mkavela, what? And man, you just see my wife there, but she also has some tendencies like mine. She used to send me, you know that road? Ntinda, Chisasi Road, Walukira, Katwaro, Ebitala, Ngawaka Kirira Kowa. In those days, now I didn't know which one who let me know. Those days she used to send me, she said, man, there's a guy there who roasts what? Chicken. How good that was. Go on, boy. This Capital Shoppers chicken, fake KFC, fake man. That chicken on the roadside is for World Cup. And you know it, but you are pretending. More what deplore what, you know. Huh? I'll tell you sometimes, Mbam Vuga, I'm driving my car. And so say your what? Huh? And I see man, yeah, those women with what? Maze. I park my car. I'm like, what? This maze, what? I mean, we have to enjoy life, what? This life now. As we wait for the other one, which is coming. So, to sort of kuita kukasolinga, you know. Eat it in my car, what, you know? But I don't throw stuff outside. That's bad manners. I throw stuff in my car, okay? And later, what? I don't throw stuff out. Bones of chicken. Pork. You're driving behind a guy and you have bones, what? Flying out. That's bad manners. That is, no. That's not right. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. So, this was just a list of gifts. But there are others. And you have them. And they are needed. They weren't given to you just to keep. Okay, use them. Minister one to another. Serve one another. Glory be to God. All right? In the past, I don't know if she still does it. Abigail used to come to church and she would give away her stuff, her watches. I think it is Bridget was telling me how what, eh? She was giving stuff and she just comes, what? If another kid who shows interest, you know, and go to her, what? Okay? So I don't know if what? So I don't know if that was a gift or if it was just for a moment. I don't know. But anyway, use your gifts, people. Glory be to God. Use your what? Brother, I'm preaching something very serious. Something very what? Very serious. Mukoze se ebirabo byamwe. Hallelujah. Now, why should we live for Jesus? Okay? Number one, because Jesus is God. I hope you know that. Jesus is what? Jesus is God. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was what? God. Then in verse 14, it says that, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Talking about Jesus. So Jesus was the Word of God. And remember, the Word was God. So Jesus is God. Okay? So, Jesus is what? So you guys who say, we are Muslims, you know, we worship the same God. Then say, Jesus, Isa, you know what? He was a good man. That is not Jesus. That's just a good man, Jesus. That is not Jesus. All right? The moment people remove the deity of Jesus from him, just know they are not talking about that same Jesus that you worship. Jesus was God and he is God. So don't be nice to your what? Muslim friends. Why? You just agree. What? Eh? You are a prophet, Nabi. Okay? Yes, right. Because you want to be nice, you don't want to cause issues, a friction in your relationship. All right? Say, no. He is God. Hallelujah. And if you die and the guy has nothing good to say about you, who cares? Hallelujah. Amen? Titus chapter 2, verse 13. Okay? This is just to cause you thinking. I'm sure you've read this verse, but you've never really seen what it says. It says that we are looking for the blessed hope. Okay? and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So who is going to appear at the rapture? Huh? Is it Jesus or God? These verses in the Bible, man, they had messed you up. All right? It says that we're looking forward to the appearing of our great God. Okay? So God is coming back. Do you understand? Anyway, this was just a, by the way, to get you what? Thinking about who exactly is coming back. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay? Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given. Talking about Jesus. And the government during the millennium, okay, the rulership will be on his shoulder. And his name will be called what? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Stop there. His name will be called what? Mighty God. Jesus is God. That is why we should live for him by serving one another. And then it says, he will also be called what? Everlasting Father. Now this is a hard one. He will be called what? Everlasting Father. Now these things sound basic because you've been born again for a long time. But you see, if these things are not emphasized now and again, you start, the essence of who Jesus is, starts getting what? Diluted, it fades. Hallelujah. But it's good to know that the person you're serving is actually God, not just your brother, not just your friend. Hallelujah. Juliana, friend of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the other reason why we should serve him or live for him by serving one another is because, okay, he is not only God, but he's a good God. He's a what? He's a good God. He's a loving God. And he demonstrated his love for us by dying for us, and thereby saving us from the wrath that is coming. Hallelujah. The wrath that is what? Coming. All the wrath of God was not satisfied on the cross, was not exhausted, was not, you understand? To this day, even as what? As I'm speaking right now, God has some wrath, okay, for some people, and just make sure that it's not you. Amen? All right? Amen? Okay? So, Romans chapter 1 verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Okay? What is revealed? What is being revealed? What is going to be revealed? The wrath of God against sin. Amen? All right? Now, Romans chapter 5 verse 8 and 9 says that, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Remember, chapter 1 has said, there is wrath. Okay, but now it is saying here that because of the death of Jesus, we are going to be delivered. Okay, we're not going to be partakers of that wrath. Glory be to God. Now, if someone can take upon himself the wrath that was due you, surely you should love that person. That's why John says that we love because he first loved us. Okay? Now, today he's saying, love me by living for me. And in particular today, okay, he's saying, okay, live for me by serving one another. Use your gifts to serve one another. Glory be to God. All right? And lastly, okay, we live for Jesus because he's going to reward us when he returns. He's going to do what? Reward us when he returns. If we love him, if we live for him by serving one another. Revelation chapter 22 verse 12 says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." Glory be to God. Jesus is going to reward us, okay, for how we use our gifts, our talents to serve one another. To be a blessing to the body of Christ. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? Glory be to God. Serve one another, people. Do what? Serve one another. Children, serve one another. Be nice to one another. Okay, share. Okay, share. Share your things, okay? Because sharing is what? Is caring. It is not scary. Hallelujah. Amen. Worship team, okay? You bless us with the singing. That's a gift God has given you. But you have more gifts, okay? Serve one another with those gifts. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Sylvia, okay? Use your gift. Vanessa, don't just kule langalo. Of course, I'm not saying you. I'm general, all of us. You know, we couldn't, what? I don't want to spoil your service. He said, kindly, he preached so well. Now, yeah. At the end, what? Nayanika Mutaka. You know that saying? Football. Get a salah, what? To not salah, what? Not to goal, what? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen? Jesus is good. He loved us by dying for us, saving us from the wrath to come. And for that matter, we should serve him by ministering to his people. Glory be to God. Amen? We shall sing these few songs and then shall close. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.